Hello, and welcome to the Message Share Ministry of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church. After some congregational singing, you will hear a worship service and Bible teaching. Our speaker is Richard Waltz, who is an elder and the pastor of the church.
Tonight we are in the cave of Adullam, as David fled from the pursuing armies of Saul, and as he found a time of rest, a time of regeneration, strengthening his forces and making preparation for God's direction for the next stage of his flight from Saul. David, in the cave of Adullam, learned simply to trust and obey. The hymn is 700.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it.
David surrounded himself with loyal men, but he also surrounded himself with the high priest, the surviving high priest who had escaped the murderous efforts of Saul. He also surrounded himself with some of the sons of the prophets that had been trained by Samuel. And as he walked with the Lord, he learned to simply trust every day. The hymn is 682. David spent a considerable time in the cave at Adullam. The caves were deep, dark caverns, and yet it was a time when he sought the guidance of the Lord. Psalm 57 and Psalm 142 were written during this time of refuge in the cave, not knowing, even as we see in this passage tonight, he's looking for what the Lord will do for him. Sometimes we are in times of darkness. Sometimes we are in times of doubt, not knowing exactly how the Lord is going to act. But when we have our times of darkness, when we find ourselves in the cave of Adullam, then we can find our path lit by the Word of God. Thy Word have I hid in my heart. 671.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my pathful way, to guide and to save me from sin, and show me the heavenly way. The
Thank you, Bob. Please stand. We're going to ask Brother Dan to read this passage tonight. 1 Samuel 22, verses 1 through 5. 1 Samuel 22, verses 1 through 5.
David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, and every one that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. And David went thence to Mizpah of Moab. And he said unto the king of Moab, Let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you till I know what God will do for me. And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the hold. And the prophet Gad said unto David, Abide not in the hold, depart, and get thee into the land of Judah. Then David departed, and came into the forest of Hareth.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time to worship you, to study your word. We thank you for your faithfulness. We pray that you would meet the needs of each one of us. And we pray especially at this time for our pastor, that you would strengthen him and encourage him. Also prepare Brother Tom for his surgery tomorrow, that you would give the doctors wisdom and that you would help him have a quick recovery. We thank you for your faithfulness, for the enlightening power of your Spirit as we seek to understand and apply your word. And even as we find ourselves in dark days, in times of confusion and not knowing how you will lead or how you will provide, help us, like David, to look to you and to depend fully upon you, to trust you to do all that you've said you will do. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. In the cave of Adullam. And this can have reference to times of persecution, times of doubt, times of hostility, times of not quite knowing exactly what the direction of the Lord might be. And thus it's appropriate, this event in history that we commemorate tonight as being relevant to this time of the life of David, when he found himself with his immediate family and his 400 closest supporters in the cave of Adullam. It was in April 13th, 1598, that Francis King Henry IV of Navarre issued what it was called the Edict of Nantes. And this was a proclamation from the King of France, which in effect legalized religious freedom. It established the tolerance of the practice, the public worship, and even the very right to exist as Calvinistic Protestants, otherwise known as French Huguenots. Up to that point, for the previous 50 or 60 years, France had been a country ravaged by religious strife and even civil war, Catholic versus Protestant. And as we approach 1598, though France was still largely a Roman Catholic-dominated country, they began to recognize the futility of the Inquisition-type tactics that the Catholic government used, that the Catholic religious authorities were using in trying to exterminate the French Huguenots. But God is faithful to his people, and he provided an 87-year period of respite, an 87-year time of peace in which the French Huguenots were permitted to have public employment, to worship publicly. Their practice of their faith was tolerated by the French government. And thus, God gave them time to sustain themselves, even as he sustained David in the time of the cave at Adullam. He provided a much-needed time of peace and security, a time in which they could strengthen themselves and fortify their doctrine and their numbers and trust the Lord for provision in that time, in those dark days of Europe and French history. The Edict of Nantes was eventually repealed. It was revoked by the actions of King Louis XIV, the grandson of Henry IV, in 1685. And as times of persecution run oftentimes throughout history in cycles, this particular time during the 87-year enforcement of the Edict of Nantes was one of those times of security and safety and peace for the people who were seeking to follow God's word. And thus, we remember that event. Now, of course, the fallacy of that whole thing is the notion that a king can grant such rights. The religious freedom, the religious liberty that we have is a gift from God. It's given by him. It's authorized by him. He's the one who receives and deserves all the honor and glory, not any act of human government. But on the other hand, it is good on occasion that human governments recognize their obligation to preserve and to protect those who are doing right and to stand against those who are doing wicked. So thus we remember the Edict of Nantes, April 13th, 1598. The Cave of Adullam. This was a location downward towards the sea from Jerusalem. Biblical scholars still debate the exact location. There are a number of series of caves which various scholars have pointed to as the likely location. Some believe it was near the town Adullam. Others believe that it was just a name for the caves in the region near there. Most have settled on a place about 15 miles southwest of what is now Jerusalem and Bethlehem, about 10 miles from Gath, from the Philistine territory. And this area was a series of caverns, several large caves, connected by tunnels, easily defensible. The cave mouth itself was approachable only by a narrow footpath near a sheer cliff. And thus, it was indeed a place of great safety, a place of security, a place that would be easily defensible against those who might try to pursue David. And being from Bethlehem, less than 15 miles away, it's likely that he was thoroughly familiar with that territory. As a shepherd boy, he would have probably spent a good amount of time, perhaps chasing his lost sheep through this very area. And thus, when it came time to flee, when he recognized the danger in which he and his men were in because of the presence of Doeg the Edomite, then David fled to the cave at Adullam. It's interesting sometimes to study biblical names. And the rough translation of Adullam is refuge. And this was indeed a time of refuge. It was a time of safety and security for David as he escaped from the pursuing armies. He had a time to rest, to wait upon the Lord, to seek his direction. There are some who cynically say, well, if David hadn't lied and said that he was on the king's business, and if he hadn't done this and he hadn't done that, then he would have never had to flee. But Saul was wrathful in his pursuit. He was extremely jealous. And the little experiment with himself and Jonathan had proven that Saul was committed to murdering David. And thus, though David still firmly trusted in the Lord's provision and the Lord's promise, even indeed in the anointing of David as the next king of Israel, he was also wise enough and alert enough to recognize the great physical danger that he was in. So he took this time to flee to the cave at Adullam. And as we read this passage, these first five verses of chapter 22, David goes there and he's immediately joined by all of his brethren, his family. They heard where he went and they went and joined him. Now this is a rather remarkable development because you'll recall that the elder brothers of David were members of Saul's army. And as such, for them to leave their positions in Saul's army and join David, they would have been regarded as traitors to Saul's kingdom. It's no doubt also true at this particular time that Saul, in his vengeance, as he pursued David, he widened his scope of persecution likely to the very family of David. And as he's seeking David, he's watching them, he probably has spies in the neighborhood of Bethlehem near Jesse's residence, and probably shadowing each of his brothers to see whether or not they're having any secret contact with David. He already doesn't trust his own son, Jonathan. So, at this particular time, as the persecution increased, as Saul's jealousy raged, they heard where David went, and they went to join him. Perhaps in an act of self-preservation, so that they might escape the vengeance of Saul. Perhaps in an effort to help David. For we see at this particular time in this passage, there are more and more people joining the forces of David. Not in terms of an insurgency against King Saul, not in terms of seeking to overthrow the government of King Saul. David had various opportunities to do that, but he would not take that action upon himself. He waited and trusted in the Lord to accomplish the transition of the kingdom that had been foretold a number of years before.
Thank you for listening to this message share recording from the pulpit of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church. You are invited to join us in the assembly at 325 Yetter Road, Muncie, off John Brady Drive at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. every Lord's Day. For further information, call 570-435-2276 or email sgbc@localchurchpa.com. Check out our website at www.localchurchpa.com.